This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So, wanted to follow up tonight on the coverage we gave Venezuela on Friday, talking about the expected protests over the weekend. I mean, protests have been happening in Venezuela for months. And this weekend, they were supposed to be directly violating a ban on protests that Nicolas Maduro, the president of that country, soon to be a total dictator, apparently, had put on the people there, saying no protests would be allowed throughout the weekend, all the way through Tuesday, ostensibly to protect his precious election that was scheduled for today. The officials apparently continued the voting past its expected close time of 6 p.m. Eastern time. So polls just closed in Venezuela. But as the New York Times has pointed out, it really doesn't matter who wins in today's vote because the opposition didn't field candidates for it. They don't recognize the legitimacy of the entirety of the vote. So pretty much every candidate that one could vote for is a backer of Nicolas Maduro, somebody who is going to be on the side of the government there, which for listeners who may not have been paying attention to what's happening in Venezuela, the whole situation there, the whole society is, you could say, in the process of collapse, on the brink of collapse. I mean, it's bad, very, very bad there. And it's going to get worse as this Maduro character, the president, is granted more power, which is what this vote is expected to do. As we talked in detail on Friday night, the vote is to create a constituent assembly, and those constituents will be mostly Maduro's constituents, the people who love Maduro, you know, the few of them that remain, the people that that are working for him, that are getting a paycheck through him. These are the people who are expected to turn out and vote. These are the people who are running for these seats. And the assembly, once it is seated, would be expected to rewrite the Constitution of Venezuela. And, of course, they're expected to rewrite the Constitution of Venezuela to benefit and aggregate even more power to the executive office. That's sure what's going on today in Venezuela. And the protests, again, were banned, but yet protesters have been out in the streets. Clashes with the police, including at least one candidate, has been killed.
So is this the election that the recall that we were that was voted on, you know, some months ago, and finally Maduro's facing the recall? No,
no.
Okay.
Now there were people who had put in what you're referring to is the petitions that were signed for a recall election on Nicolas Maduro that Maduro managed to put off until some future point.
Yes.
After the Constitution perhaps is rewritten.
Right.
To protect him.
So the opposition wins by getting a recall and then decides not to vote in the upcoming election?
No. They're protesting this election because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No, you're because Maduro's in control of this election. The people
the legislature
who are voting,
aggregating power doesn't matter?
What do you mean?
Okay. When your enemy is you're on the move, you do not give them a battle.
Right, but you also don't play on their battlefield. And so what's going on here is the government, Nicolas Maduro, this man who's basically a dictator there, with you know very little constitutional controls on him, wants to rewrite the Constitution.
Understood.
So somehow he's called for this vote, which the opposition says is completely unconstitutional, and they are protesting. The reason why is because, let's see, two-fifths of the voters are from special groups. So there's municipal voting that is going to happen, but then there's also two-fifths of the voters are going to, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the word that describes these groups, but essentially they are government guys.
Okay.
Like there's sectors. That was what the word was, sectors. Certain sectors of the voting public is going to be allowed to vote here.
Oh, that's pointless.
Plus, So that's two-fifths of them, and then the other three-fifths is coming from the municipalities.
I haven't seen any instance in life, like somebody needs to show me history where not voting has been a successful protest. Because I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you got to understand, Mark, they are way past the point of the system working in Venezuela.
I just don't know that this is an effective protest. I hear you.
Well, they're also out in the streets, and, you know, there's active conflict with the police.
Right? These people are throwing Molotov cocktails. Now, I don't know what the effect is that they're looking for, but it is effective in a sense, right? Like, it is, you know, the streets of Venezuela are on fire.
Yeah.
Certainly a Molotov cocktail is more effective than voting.
You do not want to be in the streets of Venezuela.
No, I do not.
It is a deadly place with multiple murders being committed by men that the government has armed who are not officially working for the government, the colectivos, who have been doing everything they can, apparently, to dissuade the people who are against Maduro from coming out. The interesting thing was, two or three weeks ago, there was a referendum vote, a symbolic vote done by the opposition,
mm-hmm.
where more than 7 million people in the country of like 30-something million came out, and 90-something percent of them registered frustration with and wanting to get rid of Nicolas Maduro.
Okay.
But again, that was a referendum vote. It didn't, you know, wasn't in any way binding. The expectation about this vote is that even with all the government lackeys that are going to come out, not even 5 million people were expected to turn out. Now, we don't have the actual numbers on this yet, but one news report I saw earlier said hundreds of thousands of people were coming out to vote. So, you know, what the total number is going to be, it may end up being that if we get honest numbers from the government, and I wouldn't trust that for a moment, but if we do get honest numbers from the government about how many people came out to vote today, it may be that more people went to the referendum to vote against Maduro than went to this vote. And the other point is that that I was reading in the New York Times is that the people who are voting today, they didn't have the option to vote against having this vote.
Right.
This thing just was being forced down people's throats. Like, Maduro's like, we need this constituent assembly, and my friends are going to be the ones who get the most votes in this thing. So come on out, Venezuela. Let's see who do you want to elect to the constituent assembly that is expected to rewrite the country's constitution and aggregate more power. I mean, it's to the point, Mark, where these people do not believe that they can change anything through the system.
They may very well not be able to.
And it's very clear they can't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, try writing a letter to your congressman here in the United States if you don't believe that if you believe that the system works, right? I get it. Their system works even less than this one does. But I don't know. I'm always leery when somebody says, "Well, it's just we're going to protest this vote." Protesting votes in and of itself is a pretty ineffective way to do anything.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you are, coming from the perspective of a man who has a whole lot of options. You know, as far as you can get on the radio, you can complain, you can leave, you can, you know, work within the system to try to change things. There's all kinds of things that we can still do here to try to have an effect on things. There, it's over. I mean, the only thing that is left to happen here is a coup, a violent, you know, overthrow of this man, Nicolas Maduro. Now, who's going to do that and at what point? You know, the police are still being fed by him, so they're still working for him for the most part.
Right, right. He knows who to feed. He feeds the people that have guns.
Right, although one cop has gone rogue and threw grenades from a helicopter onto the Supreme Court building a couple of weeks ago, and there, of course, was a lot of talk as to whether or not that was some sort of CIA, you know, operation, or if he was actually working for Maduro or whatever. I don't know if there's any updates on that.
You'd think if the CIA wanted to change, leaders in Venezuela,
they
would have gotten that done by now. I mean, it's not like there's not a lot of backing there. All you have to do is move in guns and bologna sandwiches, and you've got yourself an army.
So, you know, there's no easy solution for the people in Venezuela, but showing up at the polls to vote for anyone in this election is obviously a big turnoff to millions of people in this country. This isn't like a handful of anarchists that are like, we're not going to vote, as everybody else goes out and, you know, participates in what they consider
to be. That's not what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm just, historically, I'd like to hear about the effectiveness of boycotting a vote.
Yeah, that's not all they're doing, right?
I know.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. These people are trying to to overturn the state as it is, and voting is not going to be effective at doing that at this point in Venezuela. We'll give you updates on what's happening on the ground. What's coming next? It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm.
It might be a little early to start thinking about getting a jacket, but you got to have a nice jacket. And that's just sort of, you know, one of those things that you've got to have in life. That jacket might as well stop bullets. If you go to bulletblocker.com, you'll see a wide selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases, those sort of things. It's a company that was founded by a former Army Ranger and firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks to protect kids in case of a school shooting. Well, you know, that company grew, and they've got all kinds of products over there now, including a bunch of nice jackets, and you can get something for yourself and something for the family, too. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. I can tell you, these jackets are not inexpensive jackets, but they're a heck of a lot cheaper than a bullet. Bulletblocker.com, if the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, so you might need one of those if you are in Venezuela right now.
Look, you might need one if you're anywhere.
Yeah. Because things are pretty dangerous in the streets there as the government has banned protests for the next few days, at least. Who knows? Maybe they'll try extending it past that. I mean, people aren't obeying the protest ban. They're out in the streets. They're protesting this vote that had just finished up about 20 minutes ago in Venezuela. We don't have any results quite yet, but ultimately the results don't matter because the opposition, by and large, was protesting this vote, considering it is heavily weighted in the side of Nicolas Maduro, who is the president of the country. But as Jose Mauricio Gaona reports over at theglobeandmail.com, dictatorship is soon to be a reality, he says, in Venezuela. He writes that Sunday's election in Venezuela of a National Constituent Assembly does not represent the very beginnings of Mr. Maduro's dictatorship, but its final ascension. In truth, the actions of Mr. Maduro's government in the past 12 months are archetypal of a dictatorship, not a democracy. Once a government turns its security forces against its own citizens and breaks the system of checks and balances between branches of power that upholds democracy, all that follows is dictatorship. In 2016, of the 21,752 homicides in Venezuela, nearly 5,000 of them were at the hands of so-called security forces.
So that's what? About a fourth
of all the homicides in the country. Since protests started on April 1st this year, and they've continued pretty much nonstop, 115 people have been killed, nearly 2,000 injured, and 4,000 detained. As Mr. Maduro appeals for reconciliation and peace, more than 400 civilians are being prosecuted before military tribunals. Just as in the dictatorships of Argentina and Chile in the 1970s and 80s, security forces in Caracas have been taking people away from their homes in the middle of the night. The NGO Foro Penal, which represents dozens of protesters currently detained, said that the most detainees have been tortured by intelligence officials. In the past week alone, members of the National Guard attacked residences and assaulted civilians all over the country. As the promise of a socialist revolution leading to a redistribution of wealth among Venezuelans fades, as the reality of a dying nation gradually emerges, Mr. Maduro's government has increased the use of force to retain his power, which, of course, they have to do.
Yeah, this whole redistribution of wealth to make things fair thing, it's never worked.
No.
Because the people in, when rich people lose control of the government, they take their money and leave. Then the government attempts to install people who to run whatever the systems are that the rich people left, right? Like, so if you're a rich person in, pick your industry, Ian, making tires, pumping oil, paper mill, mm-hmm. you figure it out, right? Like, whatever it is, and manufacturing's likely to be what we're talking about in places like Venezuela, the Soviet Union, Southeast Asia. You pick your country where the socialism's been tried. Once you get this group of people that uses arms to take over the government, to take it away from the rich and powerful, and institute a new group of people, of powerful people who will soon become rich off the backs of the poor. Then they attempt to run these businesses that the rich once had. Well, the problem is you've just destroyed all the institutional knowledge.
Right. You're going to bring some bureaucrat in who's never actually run a tire manufacturer?
Well, how about somebody take down a tire manufacturing plant and put you, me, and Johnny Ray in charge of it?
Yeah, hey, look, I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm a pretty smart guy. You're a pretty smart guy. Johnny Ray, you know, he's smarter than all of us. Why couldn't we rent a tire manufacturing place?
No experience.
We have no clue how to.
Right.
So you could have you could bring in all the people that you want to bring in to do this, and we couldn't manage it. And management has value. I don't care what you've read in your communist books about the labor theory of value. Management, proper management, brings value to a situation.
That's a good point.
Scott Adams of Dilbert fame, according to the Dilbert principle, Mark, says that managers are selected from the least competent in order that they will not be able to do any more damage.
You know, that's what people who work for managers tend to think. There's no doubt. But, look, all you have to do
There's probably some bad managers out there.
There's a lot of bad managers, and everybody listening to me has worked with one.
Yeah.
Right? And the bad managers illustrate why we need good managers.
Yeah, there's good managers, too, who have no expertise necessarily in their industry, but they're great managers, and the technical experts that are under them love them for that because they know how to work with people and how to get people to work together well.
Yep. And
it's an art,
It sure is. Because if I was in charge of managing, it would be 6 months before I'd be doing, I'd be managing with a handgun, right? It would drive me insane because I just can't put up with people who don't do their job on their own. Like, I want to tell them sort of, you know, one time how to do it, and then, you know, maybe, you know, okay, you don't get it. Let me explain it a little more deeply and that sort of thing. But people have their own lives. They're going about, they got boyfriends, they got girlfriends, they got cats, they got dogs, they got kids, they got all the things that are going on in their lives, and making tires is not, believe it or not, for the employees that get paid to make tires, making tires is probably not their number one priority day in and day out. And as a manager, this would be very frustrating for me.
Mm.
I would rather make the tires and just do my job well and have the manager leave me alone than I would to aspire to the manager's position
of having to manage.
Of having to manage them. That's all I want to do, is I just don't want to do that. I'm happy to move to another position that makes more inside the company, but please don't put me in charge of employees, because it's just not going to work out very well.
Yep, it's good to know your strengths and weaknesses. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, we're talking about the situation in Venezuela that is just getting more and more heated as time goes by, now with a basically bunk vote being taken today to create a National Assembly of so-called constituents, people that essentially agree with the president and are going to aggregate more power to him. That's basically what is expected to occur at this point. And the people that are taken to the streets do not agree with that plan. We'll tell you more about what's happening, because one guy over at the Globe and Mail says this is the beginning of Maduro's dictatorship. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us on the air. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We are once again updating you on what's happening in Venezuela. Why is that? Why do we pay so much attention to Venezuela on Free Talk Live? Well, because, you know, in my opinion, it is the most prescient, the most interesting current example and tragic example of the failure of socialism, number one, but just, you know, the failure of a state in general is always instructive and interesting to watch from the outside. On the inside, it's probably terrifying, with people being dragged away in the middle of the night from their homes, with troops and just plain old thugs on the streets that have been armed by the government shooting people in cold blood. It's got to be absolutely, you know, and also you might be starving or very hungry there because it's almost impossible to get even the most basic of foodstuffs because of the government's controls over industry and their control over the money supply and the exchange rate. I mean, there's just so much that's wrong. There's really a lot that you can learn from.
Yeah, because the veneers keep on falling in Venezuela. The
right.
Government, wherever you are right now, the government is an organization that maintains power over you, your family, your friends, and your neighbors through the use of guns and violence.
But they don't see that. The average person.
They do in Venezuela.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Look, in Venezuela, they see it crystal clear.
Yes.
You know why? Because the government is doing less and less of what those people want. So,
like putting up the elections that seem legitimate or courts that seem legitimate. Instead, no, you've got the Supreme Court violating its own constitution. You've got this ridiculous constitutional assembly that is, you know, outrageous to the people on the other side.
If the government does what the majority of the people want often enough, the veneers stay up. But how does the government go about doing what a majority of the people want often enough to maintain the veneers? There's only one answer. The same way that they go about doing things in Venezuela right now. You find your most peaceful place on the planet. Switzerland, Iceland, Denmark, whatever it is. The government maintains its power with threats of violence. Very whispered threats.
Sure.
In that circumstance. Because most people don't want trouble. They don't want the trouble, and they want an orderly society.
Yep.
And the way they go about getting it is through the government. Look, I get it.
It has the appearance of order. Sure.
I'd say largely those places are pretty successful and pretty orderly.
Sure, because they've managed to fool people into believing they have a real impact, or they could have an impact on the system. Just get organized and start your own party, and then you can get in there and, you know, vote your people in and change things. And every now and then, power moves from one party to another. And so it has the feeling, like in the United States, where it has the feeling to people who aren't paying close attention, like, oh yeah, the system's working. We've got this party in charge, but now this party is. See, people can make decisions that actually have an effect. Now, of course, the more cynical view is, well, the Republicans and Democrats, in our case, are basically two wings of the same big government party, and that nothing is really changing when the power changes hands.
I think people also, but more than what they want, from their government is to, the number one thing they want from their government is stability. And they're willing to sacrifice a great deal for that stability, whatever it might be. Now,
like their freedoms to the TSA, for instance.
So whatever it might be. So, in the case of Republicans and Democrats, I've always sort of wondered why it is they argue so vociferously about national issues. So, for instance, you can get a pretty Republican place to live by moving to Texas or Utah or, there's a variety of places that have voted red every single time, and are doing pretty well. There's some places that voted red and aren't doing that well at all, like Mississippi.
Right.
It's not a particularly prosperous place. So, but you can say, Texas, doing pretty good. If you want to see what it's like to live in a Democratic paradise, look, there are states that have been blue for a long time. Take a look at Texas.
California.
California, New York, places in California. California's a really big state. It's much more... It's basically two-thirds of the western seaboard, so it's hard to call it one state, but they do. It should be broken up, frankly. And if you don't like that enough, there's Canada, which is going to be more liberal than that. Or, by God, if you want to look at Denmark and Iceland and all those other places, they're waiting for you one plane ticket away. I've always wondered. I picked up my life from Florida to move to work for more freedom here in New Hampshire and the great freedom migration that is going on and heading towards New Hampshire.
Right.
And I was willing to make that sacrifice from, frankly, one of the nicest zip codes around. Sarasota's a pretty nice place, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Gorgeous place. Nicest beaches in America.
Plenty of money, old money down there.
Lots of
opportunity.
Things are gorgeous, but I wanted to see more freedom and see how that would work, so I picked up my life to move for that exciting opportunity, that struggle to see what would happen. And then these people complain about the government doesn't provide this, the government doesn't provide that. Pick up and move someplace where it does. By God.
If you can get there. If you're in Venezuela, I don't know how hard it is to get out of there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I apologize to folks who have been waiting here. I actually had the phone screening software was being covered up by something. Joe, you're on, listening in Michigan. Hello.
Hi, I just had a comment related to what Mark said about, Venezuela wanting to take over like a tire factory. Where does that relate to our government taking over the healthcare system and 1/6 of our economy?
Well, I suspect that you'll see the results that occur inside of these countries that attempt to take over industries inside this industry. As the government has gotten more and more involved in the healthcare industry, the costs have risen and risen. And, it's difficult. I wish it didn't happen to people. But the honest-to-goodness raw answer is if you want lower prices in the healthcare industry, you have to have competition. And you got to rip off the Band-Aid of all the regulations, all the intrusion of the government, and then it's going to take a few years and you're going to see prices come down. We know what happens. We know. America, we know what happens when medical services compete against each other. You can look at LASIK surgery because it's an area where
Very little regulation.
You can look at plastic boob jobs. You can look at all this stuff. And there's plenty of competition in these areas, and prices are reasonable. It's the government that's effed this up over and over again, America. You don't have to believe me. You just have to research it. Or you could just blindly beg for the government to get involved. It's okay.
Oh, they're involved.
The rich people are just going to leave and leave you holding the bag. That's how it's going to happen.
Joe, your thoughts. Go ahead.
A long time of thinking the same thing, that the rich will always manage to get their health care. We will always provide the poor that can't afford it their health care. But that leaves the bigger and bigger middle class to pay for it all.
Yeah. The middle class doesn't pay much in taxes compared to the very, very wealthy. And sadly, the middle class has shrunk over the last few decades. You know, we're working harder and harder just to stay in the same location. And, I really shudder for what's going to happen to this country over the course of the next few decades.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. You know, I talk about Venezuela. Look who's calling the kettle black. Look at America. We have a dictatorship here. We have a Zionist-occupied government. And the FBI is not the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Israel. And the Central Intelligence Agency is not the Central Intelligence Agency. Central Israel Agency. Let's be honest. The Federal Reserve, the money that you use every day, is a fiat currency, worthless. It's accepted by, because people accept it, no gold or silver. The government has...
Scott, hang on here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get more of Scott the Bigot coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want as we are on our live Sunday edition. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We've still got more on what's happening in Venezuela. Is this the rise of the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro? Many would argue it was already a dictatorship, but is it going to be like the real deal now? We'll get deeper into what's going on with this ridiculous, outrageous election that they are having today, basically a sham election from top to bottom. And you're welcome to comment on that or whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We go to our paranoid, bigoted caller, Scott in Massachusetts. Now, Scott, you believe that everything in the country, the world, is controlled by Jewish people.
Yes.
So I guess I'm just curious, who in the Bitcoin split coming up here on Tuesday, which side are the Jewish people in control of, or are they in control of both of the sides, the SegWit2x and the Big Blocker side?
Probably both. Wherever there's currency, where there's money involved.
So you think Satoshi Nakamoto, was he or she a Jewish person, the creator of Bitcoin?
They're merely Gentile fronts. You've got the Rothschilds, you've got Goldman Sachs, you've got the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen. The Federal Reserve is really been forced upon the American people, where they have this worthless fiat currency.
It's not worthless because you can trade it for things. But yes, yeah. I understand what you're saying. Inherently,
unbacked.
Yeah, inherently, it is just a piece of paper with people's imagination behind it.
That's right. For your listeners who aren't familiar with it, Paul Warburg founded the Federal Reserve in 1913. And
Wasn't it a group of men who founded the Federal Reserve?
J.P. Morgan was there. He doesn't sound Jewish.
No. He's a Gentile front. But Paul Warburg,
how come
the
Gentiles don't get to be in charge?
Jacob Schiff from Kunlob.
I've hung around Jewish
people.
They're
all Jews, and they had their hand in
creating
America's financial system.
Scott, I've hung around Jewish people, and I didn't feel this sort of mind control you're talking about. Is it really subtle that the Jews are able to control my thoughts and thought processes?
Maybe I haven't been clear. These are international Jews I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some.
But that didn't answer the question.
I don't know that I've ever run across an international Jew. I don't even know that I'd be able to identify one. I'm not even sure who we're talking about here.
An international Jew would be someone like Lloyd Blankfein, who
that's a like. That's not an that's not a definition. So what you've done is you've identified Lloyd Blankfein, right, and then all the Rothschilds. And I'm sure you'd toss in the Oppenheimers just for
kicks. Jamie Dimon.
Right. I'm sure you've got a list of people that you dislike. No doubt. My question is, how do I spot one? There's probably some that aren't on the list that you've created, right?
Well, physically, if they have a big hooked nose, that's one way.
Thanks for the
question. Wait. I have a question for Scott.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Scott, this is Johnny Ray. I was just looking at an abstract of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
This is Scott's favorite book that he's always recommending. It sounds awful.
Hooey and old hoax.
I've never read it. I'd like to for various reasons, but I haven't, so I'm not an expert. But in this abstract that I'm looking at, a recurring theme is in several of the various protocols is that gold equals money. Now is that something that you and the Elders of Zion both, is that a belief that you both share?
Yes. I believe that the Jews have giant caches of gold, and one day when they're ready, they're going to use it to conquer the world. They already have their bankers in place. And what's going on in America now?
What are they going to do with the cachet of gold to conquer the world that they,
Who's selling gold to China and India, who are the largest purchasers of gold right now?
You've got three tenants of Jewry that are out to conquer the world. International
Indian,
Jewish finance.
Chinese, and international?
No, you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I want to know who's selling this valuable stuff that you're talking about to people in China and India, because that's where the gold's going right now.
It could be from Goldman Sachs. It could be from the Federal Reserve.
Why would the Jews let go of their gold if this is what's going to take over the world?
Yeah. All I'm saying is that Wall Street is absolutely positively controlled by international Jewish finance.
Scott, thanks for the conspiracy theory. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's not what the banker listener of ours said who came to visit us a few weeks ago. He says he's been in finance for a decade, and all the bank managers and owners, the people that he's known, have been...
Those aren't international
Christians.
Jews,
they've been Christians. Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's just, a convenient excuse for him. You make any kind of point that's contrary to what he... It's like arguing on Facebook. You make any point that's contrary to what he says, he just ignores it and moves on and, reiterates some claim about how, all those Christians that you mentioned or those, other people who aren't Jewish who are in finance, well, clearly they're just puppets. I mean, duh. They can't think for themselves. And
right. People say the same thing about the entertainment industry. I've had people...
That it's Jewish controlled? Or
yes. I've had people ask me, who tells you what to say?
Really?
What? Yes. You haven't had that happen to you at all?
You mean people that aren't on the air, like people off the air?
People, well, obviously not people on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean on the radio? Yeah, people off the air have been like, huh. But,
you're bought and sold.
They must. Nobody's even offered me a check.
Wow. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're on the Genesis Communications Network, for those that don't know. That is an independently owned and operated syndication arm.
Do you think Ted Anderson
is
an international Jew?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ted's a Christian. I'm pretty sure he's a Christian. I mean, he and I haven't gotten into deep philosophical or theological conversations or anything like that.
No, I don't know what his specifics are, but...
I get the feeling.
Yeah. He's good Swede. Those Nordics that move to the Midwest and talk like, hoya.
Yeah,
sounds just like that.
Yep, that's right.
Pretty sure he's not an...
But he's run a gold company, Mark. Maybe that's an indicator of his Jewishness.
Yeah, whatever.
No. But anyway, Ted Anderson, great guy who's had us on his network for years. Listeners may know.
Maybe over a decade.
More than, well over a decade at this point. A decade and 13 years. And
thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. Thanks to all the crew over at the Genesis Communications Network, none of whom, really strike me as, you know, they don't have any of the Jewish names, right? Like, I haven't seen their nose.
It wouldn't make the least bit of difference. I've met plenty of Jews in radio, plenty of Jews in entertainment generally, but... you know, no one's telling anyone what to do,
no, and if somebody, not here.
Look, it's not unlikely that people of certain, like when, you know, the path to whatever career is, you know, careers are open to you from dint of your birth, just happen to be what they are. So I'm sure that people who are, you know, that they're born Jewish are more likely to look at things like entertainment, doctors, finance, mm-hmm. diamonds, and a few other things as, you know, the family business. Areas that they're liable to be able to get into and do well. You know, that kind of thing. So what?
Radio's for people that don't have any real talent. I mean, you know, they don't want to actually work for a living. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't talented people in radio, but they tend to be lazy, I guess is what I'm saying.
This weekend, I was listening to some Phil Hendry archives.
Yeah.
And he said, if you want to go and be bored out of your mind, go to a party with a bunch of talk radio show hosts because they don't know anything about anything.
I love Phil Hendry, man. Are you still listening to his podcast? Is he still doing that?
No. Like we've talked about this before, when he doesn't have the callers calling in to as sort of like a wild card that his characters can play off of, it's just too I don't know, reductive, cyclical.
It's a bunch of Phil squabbling with himself. Yeah, which is fun. It's fun for a while. Anyway,
it's amazing. He's amazingly talented.
Phil Hendry, for listeners that don't know, is a former syndicated talk show host, now gone into the podcast world. Who made a name for himself by doing voices. He himself doing voices and talking to himself on the radio.
Doing interviews of himself.
And then having people call in who ostensibly did not know that they were talking to the host as the guest. And then he just trolls them incessantly. It's basically like listening to a reverse phone prank for 2 hours.
Right, because the victim calls in.
Right.
The victim volunteers to participate.
But the problem is, so, you know...
That's why it's okay with me. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Mark. I don't like prank call shtick, but I love Phil Hendry because the people are bringing it on.
They're called in. They're callers. And what he's, you know, pointing out is the talk radio callers, and you know, there's a certain segment of them that are nuts.
Sure. Sure. Probably now, a good chunk of them.
What?
You have to be crazy to want to... You know.
Why doesn't Phil Hendry, who's thick in talent, right? Thick in talent. Yep. Why isn't he on the radio today?
Because he's an a-hole?
You can't get along with him.
Bitterness.
Yeah. He's very protective of his content. He won't allow people to share
it. It's a shame. It's too bad. He's the Metallica of talk radio. 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. 855, just so talented, but also so wrong in how he, you know, puts his stuff out there. 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. You join us here. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Do the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.